Good morning, everyone. Today is the 10th of May, Monday morning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6:12. For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise also took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Hebrews 2:14. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Colossians 2:15. I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Revelation 12:10-11. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Vanity, vanity, all is vanity. Ecclesiastes 1:2. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years and 10, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Psalm 90:9-10. If in this life we have only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. 1 Corinthians 15:19. Here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Hebrews 13:14. I am the Lord, I change not. Our conversation, citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile bodies, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to even to subdue all things unto himself. The creature was made subject to vanity and willingly, not by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Hebrews 13:14, Malachi 3:6, Philippians 3:20-21. Romans 8:20, Hebrews 13:8, and Revelation 4:8. Well, let us just remember that for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. God bless.